Elissa Walker Campbell back with you and the fastest 2 hours in radio. We're gearing up now for a big NBA season. It is less than 2 weeks away, and thrilled to have back with us the senior editor of Lindy Sports Pro Basketball Magazine. He is a basketball historian, the great Roland Lazenby. It is time to preview a number of teams, and we're also going to be highlighting his fascinating read that is going to be released October 25th. It is titled Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. Good evening, Roland. It's nice to have you back with us.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. It's great to be back with you.
Okay, so we've got a number of storylines that we're going to dive into tonight. I just mentioned your new book on Kobe Bryant. So let's start with heading out west. Let's talk about the Lakers. And for the first time in almost 20 years, Kobe Bryant is not going to be suiting up for the Lakers. They've turned the page. How different is this season going to be for this young Lakers team without their man, without Kobe?
Well, you know, for some Lakers fans, that's going to be really scary. And it's not that in his later years that Kobe was this consistent sense of power, but it's that competitive nature. The Lakers have a very young roster, and they've got to find their way. And a lot of times that's emotionally and psychologically as much as it is athletically, although it's all of the above. And so Kobe's not there to be that guy driving the agenda. It's now down to the coach. Luke Walton's getting his first full-time gig as a head coach, so everybody's sort of eager to see where that's headed. It's a very young roster.
Well, is Kobe, though, is he going to still remain a presence and impact this team in some way from a distance and try to encourage these guys to be able to, you know, mature and grow up?
Well, you know, he's off doing some of the things he wants. It'll be interesting to see if he can keep away from it. That's always the test when one retires, especially when one is engaged as Kobe. But, you know, he's always been an aloof figure, and he wants to be a writer and producer, and he has some ideas he wants to pursue. So it's going to be interesting. He's a very different cat, as you know. And so it's going to be interesting to see where he lands in this in these days after his retirement.
Of course, when we talk about the Los Angeles Lakers, big changes took place in the offseason. And last year, just to recap, they only won 17 games. They missed the playoffs over the past three seasons. How much, Roland, do you think Kobe's these huge contract that he had, did it hurt the Lakers in the long run?
I think that it hurt some. It helped in other ways. But the Lakers have been a franchise that's sort of been rudderless since Dr. Jerry Buss died. And it's something that has to change. It'll be interesting to see if a young coach like Luke Walton, who's a very determined guy and a very bright basketball mind, if he can come in and take this young roster and give it the kind of momentum, the kind of fundamentals. You know, he's a disciple of the great Tex Winter, who was the assistant coach for the Bulls and Lakers years. And so it's going to be interesting to see if Luke can give the franchise the kind of momentum it needs to regain its bearings. Right now, it's not set up to come from ownership. The Buss children, they are at odds with each other in some regards. There's no longer a Jerry West or that kind of presence. All of the things, even the day-to-day employees who were once so big a part of the Lakers, all of those cords have been cut. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this franchise finds its way to spring back to life.
Senior editor with Lindy's Sports Pro Basketball Magazine and, of course, basketball historian, author, he does it all. Roland Lazenby is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, of course, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive, and we would certainly love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. You've mentioned several times, Roland, talking about the Lakers' new head coach in Luke Walton. It's his rookie year. So what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge that he will face?
Just getting a young roster to play together, to understand what it means to care at a deeper level, to compete at that higher level. So many young, and it's not just players, but young people and people who are coming along in their careers. They think they are at that high level, and yet the teams that succeed, the people who succeed, they find a way to engage at a higher level, to care more, to do more, to set higher standards. And that sounds easy. You can talk about it, but getting a group of highly paid young players who are already becoming cynical. You know, when you don't succeed, cynicism often becomes an option.
That's right.
And in pro sports, to get them to set all of the negativity aside and buy in a new way is quite a challenge. You have to be a pretty sharp, pretty extraordinary coach to make that happen.
You know, and when I think about Luke Walton, too, I mean, his time at Golden State, he's working with guys that they were coming off a championship season. This is a completely different deal in terms of with the young players, and there is so many unanswered questions. I mean, they brought in some veteran players, but you have to wonder how it's all going to play out and how he'll get these guys to quickly gel.
Well, it is the toughest job in sports. You can come in. It's also extremely difficult to coach great, great players often. Don't get me wrong. That is a huge challenge to get them, especially when they found success and they're making money for all this and all that, to get them to share. And Steve Kerr with Golden State is going to have some work cut out for himself this year. But when you're below that, when you got players who are sort of like desperate men sometimes on a ship, they're flailing about, they don't know how to succeed,
yeah.
They don't know who to trust, and all of those things are absent. And so it's going to be fascinating to see if Luke Walton can get them to buy in fundamentals and buy into getting them to care on a very basic level the way Tex Winter used to do. I know it's what Luke Walton loved, but getting it done is a challenge. Coming from Golden State, he has some standing with these young players. He's been part of that success. He was the head coach while Steve Kerr was dealing with back issues. And so he's not coming in without having seen and done and worked at a higher level, and that's going to help him, but he still has a lot of challenge.
You know, Roland, you were talking earlier about Kobe Bryant, and, you know, as a coach, you know, having a veteran superstar, that can be a tremendous asset because that player is the coach on the floor. So who do you think is going to step up and provide that leadership for the Lakers this year?
I think it's going to be very tough. The problem is leadership. Kobe was not a great talker. Phil Jackson, the great coach who guided the Lakers and the Bulls, he really was a guy who didn't say a lot. He let the uncomfortable silence work in so many ways. And, you know, he had a guy like a Jordan or a Kobe who were just such grinders, it drove the machine. But it's for a player, it's hard to do it with talk, and that's what becomes so difficult. You can say all these things, but if you can't deliver on the floor, well, it just goes away. It dissipates like vapor.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Lakers have that veteran talent. And so Luke Walton is going to have to do some of it. And it's going to be interesting to see which of these young guys. Jordan Clarkson is a guy who may well come off the bench. He's got that alpha male type personality, some say. But he's not an A-list talent by any stretch. And so it's a very tough situation for this Lakers roster.
The senior editor with Lindy Sports Pro Basketball Magazine and sports biographer Roland Lazenby with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout. We'll be rejoined with Roland Lazenby to talk about his brand new book about Kobe Bryant.